From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump said he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowing to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters saying he will make sure any agreements with North Korea works for everyone.
It's certainly something that I hope I can do for the world. This is beyond the United States. This is a world problem, and it's something that I hope I'm able to do for the world.
Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in held an inter-Korean summit Friday, the first such meeting in 10 years. In the coming weeks, President Trump will meet with Kim Jong-un. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting, new Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia Saturday on the first stop of a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. Pompeo is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policy towards Iran. Pompeo says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing. Pompeo said he had discussed the nuclear deal when he was meeting with his NATO counterparts. A suicide bomber attacked a tea restaurant in central Somalia Saturday, killing at least four Somali government soldiers and wounding six others. The attack happened on the northern side of the town, controlled by the Puntland semi-autonomous region. No one claimed immediate responsibility for the attack, but it had the hallmarks of an al-Shabaab attack. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Singapore Prime Minister